Hello, I'm Devin Hayes.
And I'm Amanda Joyce. And today's topic is the raw truth. Agencies aren't perfect. And here's why you should care. No agency is perfect, try as we may, but not all errors or inefficiencies are the same. And here's how to assess the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Welcome to Trade Secrets, where we demystify digital marketing to help contractors get the most bang for their marketing bucks.
This is for you if you're a contractor looking for actionable marketing insights.
Learn from home services industry experts to elevate your business through simplified marketing strategies.
Let's dive into today's trade secret. Let's dive in on this one. This one hits a little close to home for the two of us, you know?
We definitely, you know, no business is perfect. And, you know, as mistakes happen and we don't love that they happen. I know with our agency, we definitely do our best to make it right. I'm sure in your businesses, you've had jobs and projects where you're just like, shit, you know,
it's not reflective of who you are as a company. And it really, you know, gets under your skin and it's a hard pill to swallow, but just like in your businesses, as an agency, there's ways that we can clean things up and make sure that everyone feels happy and heard and move on from the mistake. But you know, you might find yourself, if you're working with an agency and maybe they have a pretty big error and you're finding yourself in that moment of, are they good for my business? Do I want to keep them around? So we're hoping talking about, you know, kind of diving in today, we can kind of help maybe give you guys some new perspective, but also help you figure out how to really analyze the situation and decide what's the best decision for your own company.
Yeah. Well, also just giving you like a piece of, you know, raw truth, an episode completely inspired by actual events. No,
dun, dun, so, dun.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. So, you know, let's get into this. Like it's, first of all, I think we can all relate. It does not feel good when you make a mistake or when you discover a mistake that you have, you know, you've been paying someone to handle something and you as a business owner, you notice something that is wrong. So let's talk about this. Some of the common mistakes that we've seen as a kind of an agency. Let's dive in.
I'd say one of the areas that is really wrought with issue that can really open you up for problems is if you are hiring a digital agency and you have an existing website and you hand it over to them and then you just, there isn't much handover. Maybe you just give them access and you move on. One of the things that we run into a lot is maybe we'll inherit a 20-page website. We've got all the troops on the ground. We're doing all the things to get them set up from an SEO perspective and figure out what content's missing from the site, what content they want updated. But as an agency, we don't even put it in our scope of work to go through and read every line of existing copy on a website. Maybe you might find an agency that's willing to do it, but they're probably going to charge you a lot of money to do it. So it is on you as a business owner to know what's on your website. And whether you have an existing agency that's just managing your stuff right now or you're engaging someone new, at the end of the day, you need to make sure that every page of your website is reflective of the services you offer. And that might sound like duh, but there's things that change in your business that you probably don't stop yourself and think, ooh, I need to email my agency and let them know that project manager is no longer here and they're on our about page. Or we suddenly changed our manufacturer and we have tons of copy throughout the website that speaks to our old manufacturer. That's stuff that just needs to be effectively communicated with your agency, or they're not going to read your mind and know to suddenly go make all these sweeping updates to your website. So that's just one example of something that we commonly see when we're onboarding or just going through the pain points of really getting to know one another when we have a new client come on board. You know, that's one to really keep in mind as you're assessing your current situation.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I think like when you're going through, I think sometimes like in real time, like we'll be on a call with a client and going over each, you know, the navigation on the website. Those are those main pages that are really obvious and stand out and that you can see. And it's like, oh, we don't offer that anymore. You can take that away. That's really easy. But yeah, sometimes there's just, you know, other hidden nooks and crannies where, you know, maybe something that you removed might live somewhere else on the site. And so, you know, at the end of the day, when those little nooks and crannies are uncovered, you know, take some ownership there, because your agency, if they're new, they didn't build the site. And so it's just one of those, it's just an example of something. If you, like, you know, we have a lot of roofing contractors. I think anyone who listens to us knows that. But if you went from, you know, OC Platinum to now you're GAF Master Select, you know, or Master, then you gotta, you know, have some grace if the old logo appears on a page somewhere, because it's, you know, it's a lot of work. And sometimes you guys have massive websites, and digging through and finding the place where, you know, all those old logos exist and getting them swapped out. You know, it's Rome wasn't built in a day. And so I think that's just something to not expect perfection on. I think that at the end of the day, having the wrong logo isn't going to cost you a project, and it's more of an annoyance. You know, not all mistakes are created the same, but the point of this bullet point is to really be familiar with the content, your service offerings, your product offerings, any staff listed on your website, like be familiar with that. And if you have an existing relationship with an agency, you know, maybe make it a point to touch base every quarter on the services and the products and the staff, just to make sure it's all relevant. It's a great touch point. It'll keep your content relevant and make sure you don't, you know, have any surprises, you know, maybe somewhere down the line.
Exactly. And I do just want to point out, we do regular content interviews with our clients, and I can't tell you how often we're on there chatting and something comes up that we're like, oh my gosh, we're so glad you told us that. But had we not just been on the phone having an organic conversation with the business owner, we wouldn't have found it out. So just keep that in the, keep your marketing partner in the back of your head when stuff's just happening around the business. If you just have it in the back of your head that you want to make sure that what's going on is reflected on the website, it'll trigger that for you to remember, like, oh, we just made this big move away from this, or we're doing this. Does my website reflect it? And if you have that kind of mindset, you'll remember to pull them in, but they're not going to know by osmosis that you suddenly changed your service model. And a lot of stuff needs to be addressed. We've had an example as a client we worked with previously that we found out one day on a content interview that there were like three or four commercial roofing materials that they just no longer offered. And they actually like really coached people away from using any of them. And they had never told us that. And it was just in their sitemap. We actually got strategic with it because they were ranking for those and went in and updated the copy to explain why they actually don't recommend it and help people understand the product that they were recommending at the time. So we'd still rank for it, and then we could educate people away from it. But having that information was invaluable to us as an agency. It gave us a ton of great content to write, and we were able to help them, you know, in their pursuits as a business. But without us knowing that, our hands are tied, and we're just proud that we're ranking for the keywords we were originally discussing at the beginning of the engagement, and we didn't know any better.
Yeah. And then something else too. So we're talking about, you know, maybe like specific services, manufacturers, like product offerings, staff, but something else that, you know, recently happened too, is like we had, a contractor completely change their business model. So while the service offerings were the same, the way they were offering them was completely changed. And a lot of the supporting content around what we were first informed about and the how we researched this entire digital strategy, it changed within 30 days of all of this research and analysis happening. And so if you change your business model, you know, maybe some new law enacted in your state, and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna change the way I set things up and change the way I do things. but still offer the same services. That's something you really should communicate, because and then sit there online together and go through each area that's impacted on what you currently, you know, have yourself positioned as online. That's probably going to change the way, you know, you describe your business and on your Facebook page, and let alone all the different pages on your website, all the different downloadables, the graphics that you had created. All of these things are going to change, any supporting content. So if your business model changes, to some, it might seem obvious to, you know, communicate that to your agency, but maybe not, because your service offerings aren't changing. So you don't maybe see the correlation and see how they connect. So that's like something to like really keep in mind as well. And I think at the end of the day, Amanda, like everything we're going to talk about is solved with more communication with your 100%. Agency. Like, mm-hmm. as I'm saying all this stuff and we're talking about it, it truly is. This is why you partner with somebody. It's not a button pusher. You shouldn't hire someone to just push the buttons to increase your visibility online, whether that's through paid media, content marketing, SEO. You don't want a button pusher, because all of these things that we're talking about today, they impact your business, and the people that are pushing the buttons and hopefully created a strategy and aren't just pushing buttons, they need to have this communicated with them. So I think, yeah, communication is key. I think we all know that. But sometimes, you know, when you hire and you outsource something, you don't see, you know, the need as much for kind of that those constant touch points. But
absolutely, for some it just feels like you're passing the baton, and it couldn't be further from the truth. You want to just look at it like you've brought someone onto the team and you're opening up a line of communication and really letting them have a consistent view into what's happening in your business, the pain points that people are, that your clients are facing, all those things, because they, a true partner, can really help you better position your company and tell your story. And to that point as well, Devin, like I think we oftentimes see business owners like feel like they, you know, you launch your website and you're like, okay, we've got 16 page website, checkbox, you move on. Like, your website should be a living, breathing part of your company. It is not copy you wrote 2.5 years ago. If you go back and read it and really assess it, you're probably going to find that a lot of it needs to be updated. It doesn't necessarily need a complete overhaul, but it's probably going to need some love. So we really
copy
encourage
images.
Exactly.
You probably like much cooler projects, better imagery. Maybe at the time you couldn't afford a professional photographer on, you know, your projects, but maybe you did something really cool and you want to get those on the site. Like, you know, it should, yeah, it's not like exactly, check, okay, just, done, website's live. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you make it a point to every 6 months to just go through your entire website, click on every page, maybe you're not going to read every last sentence, but get pretty darn close. You're going to do yourself a huge favor. And then that way, when you maybe have a big opportunity on your hands and you send them to your website, you're not going to be embarrassed when they say, oh, wait, I thought you were, you know, Owens Corning, and you haven't updated your website from when you were with a different manufacturer. So those, you can avoid those little bits of embarrassment by having some ownership as the business owner and as the website owner. So we just cannot encourage that enough. No matter what kind of agency partnership you have, the insight you have into your business, it's critical that you're the one doing that research. It doesn't mean they shouldn't be looking at it too, but you really need to go through it with a fine tooth comb and make sure it all looks good. And if you want, have a meeting, make them get on the phone with you. They can take the notes and make the updates, but make it a priority.
Yeah, absolutely. And that would be, yeah, one of those partnership things, like, hey, because maybe when you make it a meeting, then you're being accountable to one another to, you know, go through and do it together. And again, that's when your marketing partner is going to glean more insights just by the conversation, clicking through, hearing your thought process when you're like,
we don't really say that in the sales process anymore.
We don't really offer that. We would take that business, but it's not a priority. We don't need it on the homepage. Let's nest it. So, you know, whatever it might be. So, that's great advice. So, all right, we've talked about kind of the common mistakes and this kind of this bigger one. But let's talk about when a mistake happens, assessing the damage. All right. Did you lose a project? Did you lose work? Like, you know, like, let's assess the damage. Who saw it? Who saw the mistake? And we can speak on the digital side of things, like a typo on a direct mail postcard. You can guess how many people maybe read it, how many just threw it away. But digitally, if there's a page on your website that you're like, we don't even offer that service anymore, how many people saw it? You can know how many people saw that. You can see if you're ranking for a keyword on that page that you don't want to rank for. You can see all of that. So if it's a mistake via digital marketing, you can absolutely assess how far reaching it was. Is there so it's backing into it. So I think having the right, I guess, response to
the error,
the mistake, yes, the error, you know, look for some supporting data instead of like, yes, you can get pissed off. Like if it was something wrong, sure. Do you are you allowed to be mad about it? Sure. But overall, what's the impact on your business? Like realign yourself there. Like let's take a look at the forest, not the trees here. And just ask some smart questions. Well, how many people saw this? How long was it like this? What is it easy to fix? Did we lose business off of it? And
Are there other places on the site that this mistake is also being made? Let's fix it. Don't just, if you find the one issue, talk about a time to be like, let's get on the phone and look through the website. there's some ownership on both sides to that. So, and on that same note, while you're assessing that maybe the error, it's also a good opportunity to assess the benefit that the agency's bringing to you at the time. So maybe you're super upset because they didn't pull something down they should have. But then maybe it's time to look under the curtain. If you haven't, you know, maybe you're in between reviews and you haven't seen numbers in a minute, take a look at, you know, what strides they've made, you know, what goals they're hitting that were in the original strategy you guys put together. And you might end up finding out that they're bringing a lot more to the table than that one error took away. So, you could be looking at organic traffic or keyword positioning. If you're hiring people in our world or, you know, whatever key metrics you really lean on, maybe they're booking sales appointments for you. How many of those have they booked? You know, whatever it may be. Where are they excelling? And maybe if you look at the metrics and not only did they make some mistakes, they're not excelling, then it's time to be a little bit more critical about, you know, the future of your partnership. But don't just allow maybe a knee-jerk reaction from a member of the leadership team to have you cut ties or make a decision that could actually negatively impact your business a lot more if you were to suddenly lose all the momentum that this agency is actually bringing to the table.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. Like assess the actual performance, because I think on a human level, none of us are perfect. And does the benefit outweigh whatever the opposite of that is? I can't think straight. This is an emotional topic for me. are the benefits that the agency is providing to you and their performance, does it far outweigh like the one shit mistake that was made? Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Right. And over what time span? I think that would be like, I think that's our best advice. And then is it avoidable in the future? What can you do differently? What can they do differently? I think with our agency to a fault, we're like, oh God, you know what? You're right. And we fall on the sword. But at the same time, we're like, wait, how are we supposed to know that though? Nobody ever told us that.
Exactly. So you can figure out, I mean, every company is different. Every company owner is different. Every agency is different. Figure out what your communication style needs to be to make sure that both parties are fully informed about what's going on. And everyone has the information they need to avoid mistakes. When we were kind of chatting about this before we even got on here, the underlying theme that we kept coming to, it was just communication.
It really is.
Yeah. You cannot over communicate with your agency. So if you have a weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever it is, sales meeting, maybe shoot them a quick email when you come out of it. These are the things, these are our highest focuses. This is what we're going to be doing. Let them know that. Cause that can also, from an agency perspective, we can get that and suddenly have five new content ideas, some smart questions we're going to ask you about, like, oh, maybe we need to add this new field to your form if that's a big focus for you, or, you know, whatever it may be. We, as your partner, we can help you guys get there faster. But if we don't know what's going on behind the curtain, we can only do so much.
And I know I'm guilty of that too, though. Like, not, I will put my head down and I will work, and then I will not send an update, you know, and that's something that, these past couple months I've learned that I just didn't do enough of. I have this fear of, like, over communicating, where we all know how many emails we receive all the time, every day. And so I have this, like, should I bother? No, like, head down, trust. We've got a trusting relationship. I'm just going to keep my head down and work. But realistically, like, with a, I don't know, for my kind of niche SEO, like, you kind of want to know what's going on a little bit more. And so, you know, admittedly, like, that's something that I'm like, I should send more emails and just let them decide what they want to do with all of them that come through, instead of just, like, trying to save it all for, you know, one big report. So,
yeah. And from the perspective of an agency, we can assure you guys that you can't email us too much. I promise you, as someone who plans content for our clients, I am so thankful every time something comes through that it gives me an idea for an ebook and a blog post. And I'm like, ooh, I know that there's an old piece of content we need to go update that this is reflective in. That information is so valuable, and you're going to, everyone benefits from it. You have better content on your website that the sales guys are happy to send people to. You know, your website's way more reflective of who you are as a company, and it's not just generic. It's, you can't, I promise you can't over-communicate with your agency. So blast them with all the emails, tell them all the things, and your strategy overall is going to be better as a result.
Yeah. Like, even if you're like, hey, you're not emailing me enough, I want to know more, all those things. Exactly. So yeah, it's when we interview clients, we try to understand, like, what's your preferred communication? Do you want a summary at the end of the month? Do you want to touch base once a week? Because we know you're busy, but we also know it's a partnership. So I think establishing that from the jump will be helpful and beneficial in building your long-term relationship. Because I know for us, and I think for any agency out there, I think there's so many good agencies that truly, truly care and truly want to get it right for you. And I think what we all have in common is that passion and that, and caring and wanting that relationship. So it's just a matter of, like, fine tuning preferred communication styles between the agency and, you know, the client, or, you know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
I get it.
Oh my goodness. Well, I think we covered a lot of good stuff here. Overall, let's see, we always try to do a nice and neat, actionable conclusion here on our podcast. Actionable, review your website quarterly or semi-annually, depending on how large your site is and how much your business is growing and changing. You might want to do it, you know, more frequently if you've had a lot of changes, but less frequently if you're kind of at that maintenance mode and just steady flow and just... But yeah, I think that's a major takeaway, right? Reviewing your site, knowing the content, knowing your offerings, and being very aware of what's live and what your customers are seeing before they talk to you.
Absolutely. And treating it like a breathing brochure of your company. Like, keep it in the back of your mind every time you're making a big business decision, or you guys are making a strategic decision with the sales team or whatever direction. If you're changing course even a little bit, remember that the website needs to be updated in tandem with those big business decisions.
Number two, as a takeaway, assess any financial damage, I guess. Assess the depth of a mistake.
Exactly.
Right? Like, how far reaching it is. Maybe assess that to help align what maybe the reaction should be to the mistake. And then number three, communication. There's never too much of it, right?
It's just like in anything. Marriage, friendship, business, just communicate.
Yeah. Yes. Both. Lessons learned here. Well, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. This episode was a pretty raw.
It was kind of cathartic. Yeah, it was pretty
real
raw.
Topic. Yeah, yeah. One thing I think, you know, we appreciate you listening, and I hope that if anything, what you're taking away at, from this, in addition to our great actionable items there, is that we care, you know, and we can certainly own that we aren't perfect. But I think as you as contractors understand, it's how you handle the problem or mistake that shows the true character. And doing the right thing is always the best practice. So anyways, thank you for listening. Check out future podcasts. Share them with anyone who you think might gain value from these. We appreciate you following.
Catch you next time, guys. That was today's trade secret. Thanks for listening.
Did you find this helpful? We're just getting started.
Subscribe and don't miss our next reveal.
Until next time.